Captain wants you to keep 500 feet.
Maneuvering control, come and shallow to 500 feet.
Keep 500 feet.
500 feet, sir.
What's going on, Eddie?
Emergency stations, emergency stations. Captain to the control room.
What the hell's going on?
My bulkhead shut down.
Control maneuvering.
Control, Captain.
I'm losing electrical frequency. I want to break down the system. Control, sound.
Total loss of power on all sonar sets.
Surface.
Low forward, blow aft, full ahead.
Full eyes on both lanes. Great return periscope.
Good morning, sir. No, First Sea Lord. No, there's been no contact with Ranger yet, sir. No. No sightings, no distress signal, sir. It looks very much like it. Yes. Yes, of course I will, sir. We've lost one of our nuclear submarines.
Submarine Potemkin disappeared without trace? What a catastrophe, Comrade Sham. Yes, of course, I'll assign our best agent immediately.
Rumelich, where is Agent Triple X?
On leave, General. At the People's Rest and Recuperation Center.
Wonderful weekend. I shall never forget it.
Nor will I. When can we meet again?
As soon as my mission is accomplished. I must go. I have to be in Austria tonight.
5 more minutes.
Agent Triple X. Calling Agent Triple X. You will report to headquarters immediately. Agent Triple X, acknowledge and verify.
This is Triple X. Message received and understood.
Yes, Mr. Prime Minister. I understand the gravity of the situation. Yes, I'll put our best man on it at once. Goodbye.
Money, Penny. Where's 007?
He's on a mission, sir, in Austria.
Well, tell him to pull out. Immediately.
Oh, James. I cannot find the words.
Well, let me try and enlarge your vocabulary.
Where are you going?
Sorry, darling. Something came up.
But, James, I need you.
So does England.
He has just left.
Over and out.
Message received. We are waiting. Over and out.
Send in Agent Triple X.
You sent for me, Comrade General.
Good morning. Major Amasova, we are facing a most delicate situation. Our nuclear submarine, Potyomkin, has disappeared.
Sabotage?
That is for you to find out. We have one lead. A connection in Cairo. You leave tonight.
Will that be all, Comrade General?
There is one more thing. I regret to inform you, Major, that Agent Sergei Barzov has been killed. On a mission at Berngarten in the Austrian Alps.
Tragic occurrence, Comrade General.
It had not escaped our notice that you and Agent Barzov had been more than friends for some time. I'm very sorry.
How did he die?
We haven't all the details yet, but it appears he became involved in a British Secret Service operation.
Please keep me informed, Comrade General. I should very much like to meet whoever was responsible for his death.
Seeking 05, final plan, over.
Seeking 05, this is Fast Lane.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning, 007.
Hello, Q.
Mission successful?
On and off.
Morning, Commander.
Good morning, sir.
Captain Forsyth.
Commander, sir.
Commander Bond, sir. Mr. Frederick Gray, Minister of Defense.
Good morning, Commander.
Good morning, sir.
Admiral Hargreaves, Flag Officer Submarines.
Ark Royal, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
I believe I'm told you about this.
Yes, Minister.
There we have you, gentlemen.
Well, this, I take it, is Ranger's prearranged course to a patrol area.
That's right.
How many people knew this course?
Admiral Hargreaves, myself, and of course Talbot, the captain of the submarine.
Good God.
Where did this come from?
I'm sorry, Benson. For the moment, that's top secret.
I see, sir. Commander, this tracing means that the Russians can track our nuclear submarines underwater and sink them.
I believe it does.
Well, how could they track them? It's impossible.
No, it's quite simple, really. Heat signature recognition, most likely. With your permission, Minister?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you. Well, you see, we already know that satellites with infrared heat sensors can detect a nuclear missile in flight by its tail fire.
Well?
Someone can now locate a submerged nuclear submarine in exactly the same way, by its wake.
That means they can totally undermine our Western defense strategy.
It looks like it, yes.
Where, in fact, did we get the tracing, Freddy?
Cairo, diplomatic bag. Somebody got hold of the plans of that tracking system and is trying to sell them. They sent us that tracing as proof that it's genuine.
Oh, then if there is a deal to be made, the price is going to be high.
High? Astronomical. That missing submarine had 16 Polaris missiles aboard.
Take we have a contact in Egypt.
M will give you the details. You leave tonight.
Dr. Beckman and Professor Markowitz.
Thank you. Well, gentlemen, now that the moment has come to bid you farewell, I congratulate both you, Doctor, and you, Professor, on your brilliant work in the development of the submarine tracking system. Thanks primarily to you, I'm happy to say that the first phase of our operation has met with considerable success. I have instructed my assistant to have paid into your Swiss bank account the sum of $10 million each.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you indeed.
And that, I think, concludes our business. Before you go, however, I very much regret to inform you that a dangerous development has recently been brought to my notice. Someone has been attempting to sell the plans of our tracking project to competing world powers. Someone intimately associated with the project. Oh, my dear, it would perhaps be more seemly if you were to leave us. Thank you. Most profound thanks. Assigning you the task of recovering the microfilm copy of the tracking system. Shandor, you will go with him. Obey him. Every person who even comes into contact with that microfilm is to be eliminated. Transfer of $20 million. Inform next of kin that a tragic accident has resulted in the deaths of Professor Markowitz and Dr. Beckman. The funeral was at sea.
Fadal Kadir.
Rabman.
Thank you.
Chopin.
Have one. Tfadl.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
May the peace of Allah descend upon this magnificent abode and allow a poor traveler to enter.
May the hospitality of these miserable quarters be sufficient to your honored needs.
James Bond, what a delightful surprise after all these years. Do sit down, my dear fellow.
Thank you.
I always wondered what you were going to do when you went down from Cambridge.
I never had any problems saying what you were going to do, Hossein. Shukran.
We don't only have oil, you know. Well, what can I offer you? Sheep's eyes? Dates? Vodka martini?
Information. Who is putting the submarine tracking system on the market?
Oh, what a pity it is you persist in being so businesslike.
The gentleman you will eventually be dealing with is a certain Max Kalber.
Eventually?
To reach Kalber, you must first make contact with a man called Fekesh. Aziz Fekesh. I'll give you the address of his apartment in Cairo, but it's too late to meet him today. Can I persuade you to accept a bed for the night?
That's kind of you, Hussein, but I really feel like...
Are you quite sure I can't persuade you to stay the night?
When one is in Egypt, one should delve deeply into its treasures.
Mr. Bond?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, the door was open. Mr. Fekesh is expecting me. I phoned him.
He asked me to give you a message. He will be a little late.
May I ask where he is?
Mr. Fekesh asked me to entertain you while you are waiting.
Oh, really? Where is Fekesh?
You are very suspicious, Mr. Bond.
Oh, I find I live much longer that way. Now, where is he?
If there's anything you would like, anything at all.
Well, I had lunch, but I seem to have missed dessert. As urgent as my appointment is, I'd hate him to walk in and surprise us.
Oh, there is no danger of that.
He's going to be some time then, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he meeting someone?
I'm sorry, I cannot answer that question.
Why? I think you can.
No!
Where's Pekish? Where's Pekish?
Pyramids!
Ah! What a helpful chap.
You have come tonight to the most fabulous and celebrated place in the world. Here on the plateau of Gizeh stands forever the mightiest of human achievements. No traveler, emperor, merchant, or poet has trodden on these sands and not gasped in awe. The curtain of night is about to rise and disclose the stage on which the drama of a civilization took place. Those involved have been present since the dawn of history, pitched stubbornly against sand and wind. And the voice of the desert has crossed the centuries.
Excuse me, Major. I'll be back in a moment.
With each new dawn, I see the sun god rise on the far bank of the Nile. Which he built to defend himself against death. Set out upon his journey into eternity. Death lies waiting.
Where is Fekish?
with the Pharaohs.
You killed him?
No, he was dead when I found him. Hope you enjoyed the show. Good night. Unexpected pleasure. Welcome to the Mojava Club. Buy you a drink? Major Amasova? Or may I call you Triple X?
So you know who I am?
You made quite an impression.
I'm sorry about Arvin and Boris. They exceeded their orders.
Good stuff is hard to find these days.
Yes, sir.
The lady will have a Bacardi on the rocks.
For the gentleman... Vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
Touché.
Commander James Bond, recruited to the British Secret Service from the Royal Navy. Licensed to kill, and has done so on numerous occasions. Many lady friends, but married only once. Wife killed...
All right, you've made your point.
You're sensitive, Mr. Bond.
About certain things, yes. Now, if you'll excuse me... Tragically, I have a previous engagement.
Happily enough, so do I. Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Well, let's say au revoir. I have the oddest feeling we'll be meeting again sometime. I'm looking for Mr. Calvar.
Mr. Max Calvar is the owner of the club, sir. Over there.
My name is Bond. James Bond.
What of it?
You had an appointment with a Mr. Fekesh.
Well?
He won't be joining you. You have something I'm interested in buying.
Just a moment. I would like to bid for it, too. You forgot your drink, Mr. Bond.
Thank you, Miss Trovia.
It seems you have competition, Mr. Bond. And from where I sit, I fancy you will find the lady's figure hard to match.
Might the contestants at least be permitted to view the article for sale?
Now, who will start the bidding?
Mr. Calvar, sir. The telephone. An urgent call.
Excuse me.
Pardon me. This is Calvar. Hello? Hello?
We've really got to stop meeting like this.
Talbot was called to the phone. What happened?
He was cut off. Permanently.
The microfilm? Where is it?
Search me.
He must have it, or you wouldn't be here.
You don't know who he is. He's on our records, a professional killer.
Called Jaws? Make no mistake, Mr. Bond. I want that microfilm. And I'm going to get it.
Unless I get it first.
Microfilm. Give it to me.
Builders.
sorry. You're just too late.
Give me the key. The key! The key!
Try the big one.
Can you play any other tune? Let's try reverse. That's backwards. Would you like me to try it?
Quiet. Watch this. Shaken, but not stirred.
Fixed by a riveter. Oh, by the way, thanks for deserting me back there.
Every woman for herself, remember?
Still, you did save my life.
We all make mistakes, Mr. Bond. The cylinder head gasket.
He thinks we're a bit overdressed, but he'll take us to Cairo.
Good. Don't worry about me, Mr. Bond. I went on a survival course in Siberia.
Yes, I believe a great number of your countrymen do. What did they teach you?
That it's very important to have a positive mental attitude.
Nothing more practical than that.
Food is also very important.
Mm-hmm. What else?
When necessary, shared bodily warmth.
That's the part I like. Is this really what they do in Siberia?
Yes, but not how they do it. You're not trying to take advantage of me, are you?
Thought never crossed my mind. Just when it was getting interesting.
Where's the girl? A friend of Ben.
The girl is now a woman.
Good morning, James.
Is he in?
My, must have been quite a party.
Boring, Moneypenny. As a matter of fact, I dropped off.
Hello, James. We've been expecting you.
Good morning, sir.
There's been a change of plan. You probably recognize my opposite number in the KGB. General Gogol. And I believe you're familiar with Major Mazova.
Enough to know which brand of cigarette she smokes.
Our respective governments have agreed to pool their resources to find out what happened to our submarines.
We have entered a new era of Anglo-Soviet cooperation. And as a sign of Russian good faith, I'm prepared to make available to you the microfilm recovered by Agent Triple X.
With considerable ease, I might add.
Don't bother with it, Lynn. It's useless. I examined it on the boat.
I assure you it is quite genuine.
Except that the vital technical information has been taken out. This was only intended to whet our appetites. Maybe Q can make something out of it.
I want that ready for Ackman's tea party.
After you, Alexis.
Oh, no, no, after you, Mons.
Well, thank you.
tears to your eyes.
Everybody ready? Right. Now, we're pretty certain that this drawing was drafted in Italy. The size corresponds with a Venetian octavo. And the typeface is an Italian one. Now, note the slight upward stress on the transversals.
Q, what's that mark there?
Huh? Oh, probably a show-through of something the drawing was resting on when it was photographed. Must have been done in a hurry.
Can you enlarge it?
Wait a minute.
Oratory. What is that?
It's another word for chapel.
Looks a bit like a bishop's mitre.
It is a fish. That is the symbol of the Stromberg shipping line.
Carl Stromberg? But he's one of the richest men in the world.
One of the principal capitalist exploiters of the West, sir.
So it's not oratory, it's laboratory. Stromberg has a marine research laboratory. On Corsica, I believe. Well done, James.
Actually, sir, it is in Sardinia.
That's brilliant. I'm certain that two such perceptive talents will enjoy working together in Sardinia, and that it will help to make Anglo-Soviet cooperation a reality.
That was a delicious meal. Thank you.
I didn't realize you had such a healthy appetite.
Neither did I. It must be traveling by train. I always enjoy it. I remember when...
Oh, what do you remember?
I was going to talk about a mission.
Silly, isn't it? We can't talk and yet we're in the same business.
But with rival companies.
Not rivals at the moment.
No.
And how about a NICAP on the company? My company.
I'm very sorry. I have an idea. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day. I must sleep.
Yes. Well, then, sleep well.
And you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
What happened?
He just dropped in for a quick bite.
You're hurt.
Later. Let's worry about you, huh? What was it they taught you on that survival course?
A positive mental attitude.
And shared bodily warmth. Nothing about keeping out of drugs.
Still enjoy traveling by train?
You saved my life. Thank you, James. I'm sorry. Why don't you lie down and let me look at it? What can we use for a bandage?
How about this?
Major Boothroyd.
Morning, Major.
Look what Q's brought for us. Isn't it nice?
Right. Now, pay attention, 007. I want you to take great care of this equipment. There are one or two rather special accessories.
Q, have I ever let you down?
Frequently.
You have a reservation for me. The name is Sterling.
Ah, yes. Mr. and Mrs. Sterling. Booked from Cairo.
That's right.
We have suite A5 for you. A sitting room. And two bedrooms.
Moneypenny being a little over-efficient. Do you have any messages for me? Thank you. Excellent. We have been granted an audience.
Mr. Sterling?
Yes?
I'm Naomi. Mr. Stromberg sent me to collect you.
How do you do? This is my wife, who so happens to be my assistant.
You are on holiday here?
Well, there's an ocean. A marine biologist is never on holiday. Can we offer you a drink before we go?
No, thank you. Mr. Stromberg's a very busy man. His time is precious.
What a handsome craft. Such sloppy lines.
Mr.
Oh, I wonder if you'd mind showing my wife around while I'm with Mr. Stromberg.
Of course. This way.
Thank you. Now, don't be a bother to Naomi, darling. I'll be back soon.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Stromberg prefers not to shake hands. It's the third button.
Thank you.
Why do we seek to conquer space when 7/10 of our universe remains to be explored? The world beneath the sea.
Well, you seem to be well equipped to repair that oversight, Mr. Stromberg. My name is Sterling, Robert Sterling. It's very kind of you to receive me.
Not at all. It's always a pleasure to welcome someone with a mutual interest.
Extraordinary number of rare species.
You recognize that variety, of course.
Of course. Turoes volitans. Other fish avoid it. Those dorsal spines are laden with venom. Handsome but deadly.
I see you know your subject, Mr. Sterling.
One tries. You have a remarkable establishment here, Mr. Stromberg.
I'm somewhat of a recluse. I wish to conduct my life on my own terms and in surroundings with which I can identify. That is a privilege of wealth.
Don't you miss the outside world?
For me, this is all the world. There's beauty. There's ugliness. And there is death. I think you will find this interesting, Mr. Sterling.
An underwater city.
Fascinating, isn't it? The only hope for the future of mankind.
We all have our dreams.
No dream, Mr. Sterling. Soon a reality. I'm afraid you must excuse me. I have business to attend to. Goodbye, Mr. Sterling. And if we don't meet again, I wish you luck with your research.
Well, thank you. The brief glimpse you've afforded me today will only encourage me to redouble my efforts. Goodbye, Mr. Stromberg.
Interesting.
Oh, there you are.
Darling, you should look at this model. It's beautiful.
This is the Liparis, the latest addition to the Stromberg fleet, launched 9 months ago. At over 1 million tons, it's the largest tanker in the world.
After the Karl Marx, of course.
Really, darling? It's amazing the items of information you store away.
Were they the two on the train? James Bond. And the woman is Major Amasova, a Russian agent. Let them get ashore. And then kill them.
You're being very secretive. Where are we going?
I want another look at that Stromberg laboratory.
Do you think he could operate the tracking system from there?
It's possible. All we know for sure is the two nuclear submarines are missing.
Mm-hmm.
model of that tanker?
There was something strange about the design of her bows. I've asked Em to check her out.
James, that motorcycle...
It's been following us for the last mile. Feathers and he still can't fly.
James.
Yes, I know. Don't tell me.
Oddio, tutto distrutto!
You ever got the feeling somebody doesn't like you? To an uninvited guest.
at last. That's what we come to look at. What did you know about that?
I stole the blueprints of this car 2 years ago.
Oh.
Do you think we can make it?
Sorry to interrupt you, but I asked M for a list of all the ports the Stromberg tanker called at.
And what is the answer?
In the 9 months since she was fitted out, there is no record of her having put into port anywhere.
That's very odd, if it's true.
We don't make mistakes of that sort.
You sound just like a Russian. I think we should take a closer look at that tanker. Don't you?
Yes, I do.
Shall I contact Gogol?
Well, there's no need. M has already offered to fix it.
Very nice.
Oh, it's Austrian. I bought it in Berngarten.
Berngarten?
Yes, I was doing some skiing.
When was this?
About 3 weeks ago. Why?
Do you recognize him?
No, who is it?
The man I loved. He was in Berngarten 3 weeks ago. Did you kill him?
When someone's behind you on skis at 40 miles an hour trying to put a bullet in your back, you don't always have time to remember a face. In our business, Anne, your people get killed. We both know that. So did he. It was either him or me. The answer to the question is yes. I did kill him.
Then, when this mission is over, I will kill you.
That's right. Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Agent. Have a seat. Paul, can I get you something?
Not for me, thank you. I didn't know about the Major.
I'm sorry. I hadn't expected you to be a woman.
Aboard this vessel, Commander, I am Major Masova of the Russian Army.
Yeah, sure.
It's good of you to help us out, Commander.
Got a couple of cabins at your disposal.
Thank you.
Major, you're most welcome to use the shower in my quarters.
You do not have to show me any special favors, Commander.
All the same, I think it might be better if I did.
From Comm Subatlantic, sir.
Right. What's the matter, sailor? You never see a Major taking a shower before?
Stand by for second observation on target. Up scope. Check. Target bearing. Mark. Range. Mark. Down scope. One division in high power.
Range, 6,200 yards, sir.
Angle in the bow. Port 50.
Control, torpedo room. Boarding party ready, sir.
Captain, sir. Our best solution to the target is 120, speed 3 knots.
Officer of the deck, come right north. Tell maneuvering to make turns for 11 knots.
Officer of the deck, aye, sir.
Each bullet has my name on it. First or the last?
I have never failed on a mission, Commander. Any mission.
In that case, Major, one of us is bound to end up gravely disappointed. There's neither of us.
Blow forward, blow aft.
My God, she's right behind us. Impossible.
Limpet speaker in position, sir.
Commander, you have precisely 2 minutes to open your hatches and surrender your ship. The alternative is extermination by cyanide gas.
Well, there's no alternative.
Now, hear this. Your captain speaking. Open all hatches and proceed quietly onto the casing.
Hurry, Commander! I'm not renowned for my patience.
Okay, two ranks. Move it out.
Stay close to me. We'll try and hide you.
Our time is limited, Captain. Commence operations forthwith.
Yes, sir.
Attention, all personnel. Stromberg crews 1 and 2, embark your submarines.
Put the Americans in with the others, Captain.
Remove the prisoners.
Don't look up. You're on candid camera.
Complete nuclear missile loading.
Prisoners here.
Come on now.
Operation
contacts, no transmissions. Safe state to follow.
James Bond and Major Amasova. You have certainly been persistent. Very well. Now your curiosity can be satisfied.
Both crews aboard, sir. Missile unload completed.
They have already been given their targets. At 12 noon, they will have reached firing positions. Within minutes, New York and Moscow will cease to exist. Global destruction will follow. The new era will begin.
Submarines 1 and 2, commence departure drill.
All right, Stromberg, you've made your point. How much do you want?
How much? Whatever do you mean, Mr. Bond?
The price for not firing those nuclear missiles.
You're deluded, Mr. Bond. I'm not interested in extortion. I intend to change the face of history.
By destroying the world?
By creating a world. A new and beautiful world beneath the sea. Today's civilization, as we know it, is corrupt and decadent. Inevitably, it will destroy itself. I'm merely accelerating the process.
That does not justify mass murder.
For that, Major, I will accept the judgment of posterity.
Submarines ready for departure, sir.
Open bow doors, Captain.
Stromberg 2, you are also cleared to proceed to sea. Follow astern.
Observe, Mr. Bond, the instruments of Armageddon. With the rest of the prisoners. Oh, no. The lady will be traveling to Atlantis with me. Farewell, Mr. Bond. That word has, I must admit, a welcome ring of permanency about it.
Au revoir, Anya.
Bring her.
Right, follow me, man. At the bubble. Come on, let's go.
through.
We've taken both sides of the lower dock area, but I'm afraid your captain's dead.
We're still no closer to that control room.
Leave it to me, sir.
Andrews! Jake! Marshal Burris, follow me!
Plating must be inches thick. We'll never get through it.
This goes to the armory.
What do you reckon to find there?
A nuclear missile.
Hey, wait!
This could take hours, sir.
You got a date?
No, sir.
Now you're beautiful. I'm sorry if you feel less than comfortable. But you have a tendency to violence. It has to be controlled.
What is it?
I have to report, sir, a breakout by some of the prisoners.
That is unfortunate, Captain.
However, sir, we now have the situation under control. The operations room is quite impregnable.
Then we must hope, Captain, that you will suffer no further mishap.
Okay.
All I need out of here is the detonator.
James, are you sure you know what you're doing?
It has to be a first time for everything.
What's the problem?
Mustn't touch any part of the impulse conductor circuit.
This ring houses the impulse conductor circuit, sir.
It's magnetic. I mustn't touch it with any part of the detonator.
What happens if you do?
It'll go off.
Give me a number six detonator.
Aye, sir.
Number six, sir.
Thank you. Did you fix that 20-second fuse?
Yes, sir. Here it is.
Plastic explosive.
What's the explosive?
Is everything proceeding according to plan?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Monitor's faded.
Change the circuit.
Submarine's already on station. In 4 minutes, the missiles will be launched.
The printout transmission unit, can you work it?
Well, sure. But, James, we've only got 3 minutes.
If we can work out the position of those submarines, maybe we can reprogram them.
To do what?
To destroy each other.
James! The globe!
Take the position of the first submarine and pass it on to the second as their target.
And vice versa?
Exactly.
Sub Control, this is the captain. We have a change of target. New coordinates are 03-4285-219.
Sub Control, captain. We have a new target.
Torpedo. Open outer door on tube one. Select zero gyro angle.
Select zero gyro angle.
Outer door on tube one open.
Match bearings and shoot.
Set.
Shoot.
Torpedo running.
Veteran midships. Ahead two-thirds.
Veteran midships ahead, two-thirds on.
Left 7 degrees rudder.
Left 7 degrees rudder on.
Thank you.
How far would you say?
About 10,000 yards, sir.
Commander? Close it. I just got this signal from the Pentagon on instructions from the Security Council. Destroy Atlantis fast.
What does fast mean?
Battle station's 5 minutes.
The torpedoes?
Yes.
He has Anya on there.
I know, James. I'm sorry.
I have to get her off.
How?
The equipment queue sent for me. Can I have it?
Sure. Martin. That package for Commander Bond. Bring it in quick.
I need an hour.
What? That comes from the top.
40 minutes.
You're going to get me court-martialed. Okay. 1 hour.
Come in.
Here, I'll give you a hand. You did want me to drop in. Where's Anya?
Well, well, well. A British agent in love with a Russian agent. Détente indeed. Sit down, Mr. Bunn.
Your time's running out, Stromberg.
Yours too, Mr. Bond. Yours too. And faster than you think.
You shot your bolt, Stromberg. Now it's my turn.
How does that grab you?
Minutes overdue, Captain.
Jane. Stromberg?
Dead. So are we, unless we get out of here fast.
Max Bering, and shoot.
Judge Stromberg. Any man who drinks Dom Perignon 52 can't be all bad.
The mission is over, Commander.
In my country, Major, the condemned man is usually allowed a final request.
Granted.
Let's get out of these wet things.
James, what would our superiors say?
They're never going to know.
Lower the stern gate.
You think there's a danger of the bends?
Well, we'll soon find out.
Thank you.
7. Triple X.
Vaughn, what do you think you're doing?
Keeping the British hand up, sir.
Nobody does me better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you, baby. You're the best.